Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball All-Star Game. So Bryce Harper has an idea. Here's how you fix the All-Star Game, so to speak, in that now it's not for anything. It's not for playoffs. It's not for home field advantage. It's just a fun game. He said, go ahead and do what you want to do with the ballots. Go ahead and formulate the teams exactly the way, or the people in the All-Star Game. You come up with the American and National League people in the All-Star Game the same way. But then when you have that pool of players, take the two highest vote getters, okay? Make them captains, and you go ahead and you pick two teams as captains. And you could take from either side. So, in a sense, I could take, if I was a captain, Bryce Harper's saying, my first pick could be an American League player. And so, essentially, I could be facing Max Scherzer.
Because you know what he's saying? Because these don't matter, these games, so make it fun and enjoyable for us.
Right.
Which I think would help tremendously.
And he says, who doesn't want to see, you know, Kershaw facing a Dodger? Because it's something you never see. Who doesn't want to see Scherzer facing me? Because it's something that you never see. Now, Jeff Hathorn, it's an idea.
I like it.
And it also brings up somebody's going to be picked last, which is hilarious as a Major League Baseball All-Star.
Irrelevant. It's still cute.
But, I mean, an All-Star will be picked last. Should he feel bad, like the last guy picked?
I mean, if you're batting ninth in the starting lineup, you probably feel bad, but yet.
You're an All-Star.
Yeah.
Hey, now, you're an All-Star. Now, you have a different idea, Jeff Hathorn.
I think it'd be awesome. Latin America versus America and the world, and have that, because the Latin American team would be into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this would be a game, and that first pitch would probably be high and tight, and whoever's batting for the U.S./world. And while maybe the U.S. wouldn't be into it as much, because the Latin American team would be into it that much, that the U.S. team would have to bring some intensity. I think it would be awesome. The energy from that group would carry over into the U.S., and I think that would make it a watchable event for me.
I'd rather watch that than having interviews as a guy's walking to the plate, or a guy mic'd and you could talk to them while they're in center field.
When A-Rod walked out onto the field and started doing interviews, that was bad. Although I thought when Harper was mic'd up,
he's playing, and
he's talking, and if you find the right guy, I thought that was cool.
To your point, though, you would have Carlos Martinez try to throw a complete game. Like, he'd be that, you know.
It'd be like the World Baseball Classic.
Yes.
It would be.
He would be that into it.
And
you'd probably have to set rules of where, you know, guys can only pitch so many innings just to keep that from happening. But I think the emotion would be there. And I think there's a curiosity, especially among baseball fans, like, how would the U.S. compete against?
The only question is, what if there are more Latin players than to fill out just one team that are worthy of being All-Stars? That's
tough.
Too bad. But you follow what I'm saying, though?
Sure.
It's like the Ryder Cup. I mean, there might be more qualified Europeans
or more qualified Americans that can compete against the U.S.'s first team.
And you might have some, like, bum Americans that make it, you know. But
absolutely.
But it is what it is.
Right.
That format, though. And the
U.S. would get the rest of the world. So they get Eric Wood from Canada and Gifton Gope and other guys.
Are you in a Miami hangover, though, because you saw the Latin celebration? Like, would this play, and I mean this, would this play as much in, there's a heavy Latin population in Chicago, New York, so you can't go with those cities, but would this play as much in Minneapolis? You follow what I'm saying? Would you be saying the same thing the day after if last night's All-Star game was in Minneapolis?
Yeah, because Orlando Cepeda in Minneapolis. But I get what you're saying. I think it plays anywhere because I think there's a curiosity there. And again, when people who haven't seen it see the energy that those guys bring and the love that they have for baseball, I think it would be awesome.
I'd love to see a game that meant something.
Right. Well, meant something, even though here's what Jeff is getting at, I think. The Latin players would make it mean something just because it's baseball, even if it doesn't mean something, because it doesn't mean anything.
Which would make the U.S. and America and everyone else have to raise their game.
Yeah.
Like, how much fun is the Ryder Cup?
Right.
It's country pride. These guys are, I mean, that's why they're doing it. And I think the All-Star game would be like that if you had, and I think that's the designation.
412-928-9370, your ways to fix the All-Star game. If, in fact, it does need fixed, there are some people say it's just fine. Leave it how it is. It was a 2-1 game. It was an extra inning game. It was fine last night. I'll tell you what, in watching that and watching the introductions, and I love the introduction, I love the fact that those guys had their different flags from the countries they were in, it was glaring to me after, like, watching and seeing the bench guys get introduced. Andrew McCutchen's one of the best players in the National League. I know he sucked for 2 months. I know he wasn't good. But if that was flip-flopped and he had the months right now, it's not about your first half.
Yeah.
It's about your first 2 months. And that's unfortunate. It really is. It isn't about the half that you have before the All-Star game. It's about the first 2 months. He has performed, when you take into totality and what he's about and what he means, and if it is a popularity contest, he has performed good enough in the first half to be an All-Star. It's just he had the wrong 2 months at the wrong time. If they were flip-flopped, he would have been in the All-Star game last night.
Agreed. But, I mean, I wouldn't change anything because of that, at least the way the system is now, if you're not going to alter it. I mean, yeah, it stinks. A lot of votes got in before he got good.
They did.
If his season or the first half was flip-flopped, he'd be in.
That's what I said.
What he did, or, yeah, no doubt about that. But you would think Madden... You know, does it? Is
well,
he
I thought that he
somebody?
Should have. No, well, he should have at least been one of the people's picks, one of the ones that you
right.
can vote on. He should have been one of those guys.
I think one of the issues with him getting in is some of the issues with his trade value. There's a lot of good outfielders out there.
Oh, there absolutely are. You're absolutely right about that. 412-928-9370 is the number. You know, you got me thinking now about this because I was curious about the World Baseball Classic. I didn't know what it was going to be about. People were. They had full bands there. People were banging drums.
And this way you kind of do it every year without taking these guys out of your spring training and potential injuries. I mean, I think there's a lot of benefits to this.
I'm sold on it. Me, I'm not a golf guy, so I can't equate it to the Ryder Cup. I'm just not a fan of any. I'll watch the British because I like that. The Ryder Cup, I'll be honest.
How about a friendly between the U.S. and whomever in soccer?
Soccer's nuts. That's by nature. So going nuts on a golf course always seems weird to me. It just does, just because of the way that the game is generally played. But in seeing the World Baseball Classic and bringing that to what the All-Star game could be, give me that. I'm sold. Absolutely sold.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.